You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear now a message I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. The message is entitled The Lukewarm Church. And this is the last of the seven letters that the Lord Jesus Christ dictated to John the Apostle to send to the messengers, angelos, sometimes translated angels, which I think is incorrect. The messengers, the leaders of the church there, the pastors of the church there. And we're looking at the last one today. Many people believe these seven churches represent the church age. From the first age, from the day of Pentecost on, all the way to the end of the age. And the last church that'll be operating, ministering, if you will, when the Lord Jesus returns. And if, in fact, that's true, then we've gone to the lukewarm church. And you'd have to ask yourself, we were just at the faithful church last week that had a blank check from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, behold, I set before you an open door that no man can shut. How in the world did we get here? That's what we're looking at here today. Now, perhaps you find yourself in a lukewarm church. Maybe if you peer and look into the mirror, you'll see that you have become lukewarm. That's what we're looking at here today in this message. It'll play all week. So this is part one. For more info on this ministry, go to WGODradio.com. Our Facebook page is the same place, WGOD Radio. You'll find all these programs uploaded on there as well. So, okay, here is part one of this message now, The Lukewarm Church.
I think I'm going to speak to everyone here today except Susie. You'll be glad later. We're looking today at the lukewarm church. For those visiting, on the back of the bulletin, you'll see at the very back, it says scripture references. Everything I mentioned today, everything I mentioned out of the Word of God, here's where you can find them. And there's lots of room here for taking notes as well, for whatever God says to you today. And again, for those visiting, we've been going through a series here through the book of Revelation. And we're coming to the last church today. So this is where we're at. It's went down in history as the lukewarm church. If you'd like a copy of the other six and everything else so far where we're up to, they're on the back table back there. Ask me later. I've got one here from last week. If someone wants a copy, please just let me know. And this will be broadcast on the radio as well at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now we're traveling 40 miles south from the faithful church at Philadelphia to a city named Laodicea. This is the last stop on the bus here. As we move on today, let me say this. Many people believe, and I'm one of them, that the seven churches represent the ages of the church of Jesus Christ. From her birth on the day of Pentecost at 9 a.m. to the end, which will be in operation when the Lord returns. Because there was many more than seven churches in Asia. but they represent the church age all the way through until the end. And if that interpretation is correct, then it all ends with the lukewarm church. And if that interpretation is correct, then what on earth has happened since last Sunday? Last week we looked at the faithful church of Philadelphia. If that interpretation is correct, then the faithful church of Philadelphia would correspond to the Great Awakening in this country. The late 1700s with Jonathan Edwards and Darby, when a huge revival transformed this nation and the world. Finally, Dwight L. Moody and Billy Sunday, and another Billy as well that just passed away. He would wrap up this time of the faithful church to now the lukewarm church. So what's happened? How did the church get here? We're going to answer that question here this morning. The best definition I know for lukewarm comes courtesy of my good friend, Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. He said, quote, "To be lukewarm is to be the same temperature as your surroundings," unquote. Turn with me, please, Revelation chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Now let me set the table here first so we can fully understand both the Lord's message to this church as well as the Lord's message to the lukewarm church of today. Remember, you could find yourself in any one of these churches. From a loveless church that doesn't greet anyone when they walk in the door, to a dead church, to a corrupt church, to a faithful church, to this church, or this one we're looking at here, a lukewarm church. Now, Laodicea was an extremely wealthy and a very prosperous city. Perhaps you could say there's the first obstacle right off the bat, having to deal with the obstacle of being rich. Now, Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven. Matthew 19, 23. The King James says, "Verily, verily, I say to you, a rich man will hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven." Ha! The Lord Jesus says the word hardly. Can you imagine that? Lord, are there few that will enter into heaven? What does he say? Hardly. Do you believe what he says? He said it to rich people. That should cause you to take notice. When they ask the Son of God if there are few to get in, or will rich people get in, he goes, hardly. That ought to cause your eyebrow to pull a Mr. Spock and rise up. Why is that? Because riches has a strong potential to deceive you and lull you into complacency. More on that later. Laodicea is known for three things worldwide. Number one, a financial and banking center. So let's call number one banking. Number two, a clothing manufacturing center. So let's call number two is clothing. Number three, world famous eye salve. Banking and clothing and eye salve. They're known around the world for these things. Keep that in mind as we go through the Lord's addressing of this church. Now let's dig into this and let's seek the Lord's wisdom. Lord God, let's pray. Lord, we pray. We ask you for wisdom and understanding here today. When it comes to being lukewarm, Lord, I have to be honest and say, aren't all of us this way in some way or another? Lukewarm. The same temperature as our surroundings. Lord, we come to you with a open ears today, open heart. Speak to us, instruct us today through your word. Show us what one thing we lack or two. Help us and give us the strength to make the corrections along the way that we need to correct. Help us not to be proud or boastful and thinking, like this church did, that they were in need of nothing. Speak to us through your word now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 14. Now to the angel, remember Angelos, let's call it messenger. Now to the messenger of the church of the Laodiceans, right? Now remember, Jesus is dictating a letter to John. He says, get out your pen and write. These are going to the pastors of these seven churches. We're at the last one now. Now to the messenger of the church of Laodicea, right? These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, and the beginning of the creation of God. Again, more great theology, huh, Darren? First, okay, how does he reveal himself? First, he calls himself the Amen. Amen means so be it. Or in today's vernacular, amen means it is what it is. It is what it is. That's who Jesus, it is what it is. He's the Son of God. It is what it is. That's what amen means. You can add nothing after that. It is what it is. So be it is another thing that it means. The amen, the final word, the great so be it, the end all, the final authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. These things says the amen. On that note, everyone's got an opinion, don't they? Jesus Christ is the final authority. He's the amen at the end of the prayer, so be it. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. Period. Nothing to add after that. The final authority, it all ends with him. For that matter, it all begins with him. In the beginning was the word, right? It begins with him. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the amen. It all ends with him. There's no yes, but. It ends with him. Secondly, he calls himself the faithful and true witness. The Greek word martus. Witness and martyr is the same Greek word. Witness to the fact that he himself is Emmanuel, God with us. Witness to the fact he himself is the Son of God. He's the true witness as opposed to the false witness. The picture of the Son of God on the witness stand as the faithful witness. Every word out of his mouth is true.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.